Welcome to Travel World on AM 600. We've got a great show planned for you today. Special guests, of course, great topics. I'm Janice Kirshner, and here's Stephen Pickford.
Oh, good afternoon, and thank you, Janice. I'm joined, as always, by Willem Backus, one of our senior panelists here on Travel World. He's probably the most senior panelist because he's here every week. And
good afternoon, everybody.
Today, we'll take a look at the differences between business and leisure travel, plus a tip sheet for vacationers heading to Florida this winter, as we're joined in studio by Montreal travel writer and columnist Mike Cohen from the Suburban and the Senior Times. And later, Amanda Ober's first report from Florida, a regular feature which is going to be here every last Saturday of the month from now until whenever. Amanda Ober will join us at quarter to the hour. This week, we have another winner of the 25 diskettes from Saturnus True Data Services. Ted Zilbert of Dollard wrote in, and he wanted to have some information about fall foliage plus romance. Could he combine the two? Yes, you can, and that's actually going to be the topic in 2 weeks down the road in the romance
nice,
capital.
Romantic roll in the leaves, huh?
Yeah, roll in the leaves, and just get out there and enjoy the fall foliage just starting to turn. The next week or so in this area, it will be probably the peak of the season. There's two numbers, the state of Vermont and the state of New Hampshire have some numbers where you can call to get the latest update on
Can't beat New England, eh?
No, New England is so close to home, and it's just a couple hours down the road. Vermont has a special line, 733-1843. That's a local call here in Montreal. And New Hampshire has their toll-free line with a special option to get leaf information at 1-800-FUN-IN-NH.
Or would that be Leif?
No, he was a guest a couple weeks ago. Leif,
I know, it actually does sound like something he would talk about.
He would talk about
we'll
on
just
a
just call
future
him Leif this week.
Yeah, this is the week for Leif and not for Leif.
And when he's just hanging out, we call him Loose a Leif.
Yes.
The back-to-school special.
Back-to-school special, you know.
Right, silly.
Oh, yes, it's a silly week here on Travel World. And romance does blossom in the Pocono Mountains of northeast Pennsylvania. So we're heading down there after the show on Continental Airlines, and we'll be down there for the next couple of days preparing our report.
We got one of those champagne glass suites there.
Okay.
At the Caesars Pocono Palace is one of the hotels we're going to be visiting. So we'll have all the scoop on the 11th of October when we'll be talking about the romance capital of America. And they're trying to also change the image of the destination as well. It's not just the swingers, not just for romance, but it's a family destination. And we're going to get into, you know, a game of golf and some canoeing and visit some of the historical attractions as well. So that's on the...
It's going to be a lot of fun. And Stephen's been there before, so he's the resident navigator. But boy, I tell you, we're always going to find something fun to do.
Well, that's... It was 11 years since I went to the Pocono Mountains, so hopefully I can still remember and know my way around. But I brought my trusty map along, so never leave home without a good, detailed map and keep your wits about you.
Yes.
And if you'd like to win those 25 diskettes and bring in your suggestion as well, you can fax me at 626-3138. My mailing address is Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, Quebec, H4Z1J9. And my email address is travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
Do you know if these numbers, are these numbers up and running now for the fall foliage? Because
yes, they are running as of now.
They're great. They had them last year, too, and it's just such a terrific idea to say, well, it's starting at this, you know, you have to get to this part of the area to see it, and it lets you know exactly what's going on.
Right, and also, particularly the New Hampshire number, they can give you also information on hotels and availability, because I know, like, the state of Vermont, if you go down there, let's say, to Burlington in a couple of weeks, you will not find a room. The city sells out, and many days are sold out months in advance.
Mm. We're actually, not that we're jaded, but, you know, for us, the changing of the colors is so part of our lives that we don't realize that what a kick and what a treat and how special it is for people who really don't see this kind of thing.
It is
and
truly
it's a big
beautiful.
Draw. It really is. If we're not, it's a big draw.
And, of course, if you miss the leave turning here, of course, later on, they change later further south you go, so Pocono Mountains is more the third week of October. It'll be the peak time just after Canadian Thanksgiving and the Columbus Day holiday in the States, and then further south like West Virginia and other places we've talked to, the season starts to change even end of October, beginning of November. So some people actually make it almost like a pilgrimage. They go from one state to the other, and there are bus tours that go, companies like Globus Gateway and these that go on a circular tour, and you can visit 3, 4, 5 different states within 10, 12 days and see the leaves changing. But again, they sell out quickly, so that's why they have these hotline numbers where you can call and get the complete information.
And you can stay at beautiful places like the Black Locust Inn with Len Vignola.
Right, down in the Waterbury Stowe area, that's a great place to stay. It's a small, very intimate 6-room inn, and
anybody with a golden retriever is a friend of mine.
Oh, yes, and Len always puts out the welcome mat, and it'd be good. The good time to go for the leaf changing is avoid the weekends. I mean, if you can, if you're retired or whatever, if you're really interested in it, go during the midweek because it is the weekends where the availability is very, very tight. But, of course, some people have to get down to look at the leaves, and, of course, if they don't have their own car.
And before the car, I'm very happy to report that our own super producer, Chad the Engineer, is making a remarkable recovery with his hand. It's good to have you back at the controls, Chad.
Yeah, good. Glad you're feeling a little bit better, at least, and get a little bit more mobility and dexterity in that hand.
A funny thing, when we were speaking with the people from the Poconos, they arranged to rent a car from Enterprise for us down in the Poconos. They asked us if we knew the number.
I think I will go to my deathbed and remember that number in the back of my mind, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. But it gets out that message again that Enterprise is the largest rental car company in North America.
And they come and get you. That's the best part about it.
We don't have to start finding our way around the airport. When we get to Newark Airport, we don't have to try to find the 62 exits to the airport and end up going south instead of north. We can just call 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. They will know we are there. They will send their shuttle bus. We go to their lot, and they will set us on our way to find how to get out of the whole maze of roads that are the New Jersey Turnpike and all of the interstates around the greater metropolitan New York area. So
they're in most states.
Oh,
cities.
In most cities. I mean, I looked, like last week we talked about Southern California with Kim Campbell, and she said, great, get a car and tour the area.
From Enterprise.
There are over, in Southern California, I checked on their website, over 180 Enterprise locations in Southern California. So, I mean, even if your Toyota Camry breaks down in Agoura Hills, you can call 1-800-RENT-A-CAR and they will come and get you. So they are all over and very reasonable rates, because we're going to be talking in just a couple of minutes with Mike Cohen about the differences between business and leisure travel. That's one of our topics today. And talking about Newark Airport, checked for one person who wanted to rent a minivan, and Avis wanted $160 a day for a minivan, and just by calling Enterprise, $52.99 unlimited mileage. So
that's a minivan.
Minivan, for a 7-passenger minivan. So one-third the price by just taking that extra step, calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and taking the shuttle bus to an off-airport site.
And they got 4x4s, mid-size, full. So they got something for everybody, don't they?
Oh, yes, a great fleet and a great collection of vehicles. So 1-800-RENT-A-CAR is the number to call.
A new twist on community theater.
Right. Bill Luxton would be proud. And we'll be talking more about those type of
things
with Mike Cohen when we come back in just a couple of minutes.
Stay listening.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a stunning southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Hi, this is Chuck Phillips, and I sat down with Dennis Bowden of Midland Wawa and asked him what strategy the small to medium-sized investor should take when they begin financial planning.
I like the idea of taking the medium-sized, even the small to medium-sized investor, and diversifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that even the small investor is going to become a medium, and the medium is going to become a large, and the one that's large is going to get even bigger. And what you're trying to do, the way to do that, is to diversify your money, balance it out, And by doing regular reviews and updates, then you're going to end up with a much better return in the long term. Really, there's so many things, and there's so much feedback coming into your financial planner that if he's doing his job or her job properly, you really have somebody who's working for you. That's the advantage of a financial planner.
Tune into AM 600 every Monday afternoon from 2 to 3 for Financial Planning, The Personal Touch with Dennis Bowden. And to reach Dennis for a personal financial review, call him toll-free at 1-800-268-1004. His direct number, once again, 1-800-268-1004.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Bouclair has the largest assortment of stock blinds for your home or office. Brand names? Bouclair carries Levalore, Hunter Douglas, Springs, Draco Kirsch, and others. With over 10,000 styles and colors, Bouclair, more than just a fabric store.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. And, of course, the beautiful sounds of ABBA and Distant Lands.
It's actually Holiday by the Other Ones, actually. So one, one song wonders.
Where are they from?
No clue.
Oh, they sound a little Swedish.
I heard it on the radio in 88 and liked it,
and we got it.
45, and I still have 45s. I still have albums.
And it becomes a theme song. So without much further ado, we've been plugging it for the last 15 minutes, joined in studio by Mike Cohen, a Montreal travel writer and
columnist.
Exciting
to have a very special guest with us.
Pleasure to be here after listening to your show for many months and definitely enjoying it.
Hi, thank you very much for
getting that. Some story ideas for my travel column, in fact.
50 cents. That'll be 50 cents.
50 cents? I'll give you a loonie.
We have to announce also that Mike's wife is expecting, so we wish him a very healthy baby today.
Thank you very much. Well, I don't think it's coming today, but the beeper is on, and if I have to leave unexpectedly,
we will certainly understand if it's just one of those things that'll just occur. And
a round of congratulations for everybody. We'll have the cheers going up, everything.
Right, we'll bring out the sound effects and the all the musical flourishes. So you've been traveling a great deal, both on business and for pleasure, and there's a number of differences between the two, because we quite often talk only about leisure travel, but business travel is where, you know, the bulk of people are out there in taking their travel experiences.
Yes, I've discovered this over the past decade. I've had the good fortune to travel a great deal in my life, and for both business and pleasure. And the last decade, employed by day as a communications professional for a national advocacy organization, I've traveled across the country to the Middle East, to Europe, and I've seen how things differ greatly. The first thing that you have to recognize about business travel is you're going to work, you're going to do a job. This is not a quote-unquote vacation. And so things are different. And I think maybe we could start off with talking about airplane travel.
Right.
That's the
major component. That's where everything starts and finishes.
Generally, although I do travel to Ottawa very frequently for business, and I take my car, and I find that to be a very good experience. The reason being that I don't have to plan my actual departure date literally until 10 minutes before I leave. If I have a meeting on a Sunday, I have the option of going late Saturday night by my car or early Sunday morning. Going in the morning and coming back at night, saving hotel fare. In Toronto as well, now there's a case where people travel by plane very often, but if you don't get a super saver and go on the weekend where they have the $144 flight or something of the sort, you're going to pay through the nose.
Right,
for a flight.
Montreal, Toronto, unrestricted, comes to $553 with the tax.
It's criminal.
Who pays that?
It really is criminal. Who pays that? You go to Dorval Airport
and
any day of the week. They'll be full, and that's where they make their money. That's
yeah,
one of their probably one of their biggest money makers. And you remember they came out with some competitors, tried to cut in on the business, and then Air Canada and Canadian started cutting their rates substantially and knocked them out of the race.
Right. For a while there, you know, when we first had Nation Air and then Astoria, and the others would match their prices for a time being, and people would stick with the majors for their frequent flyer mileage or their advanced seat selection, and also the fact that they had more frequency, hourly service instead of, four or five a day, and as soon as the competitors were out, the fares doubled and tripled again. A lot of people, if they can, I've noticed a lot of business travelers will even plan their schedule around the one daily flight of Canada 3000, which flies Montreal to Toronto for like $150 plus tax. But of course, they only have one flight a day, and they don't fly at all on Thursday. So you really have to plan, or they'll take the train, because you can go first class on Via Rail for around $260 plus tax, again, half the price of flying.
But the train's pretty good. I would say that would be good for business, unless you really had to be somewhere at a specific time. You can... And it's got you can kind of collect your thoughts on the train.
Taken the train on several occasions for business due to snowstorms when I was going to drive to Ottawa, or just because I remember once I had a one-way flight because I was driving down, but with a lift with someone, I had to get back, and it was just ridiculous to spend $500 one way to fly back to Montreal.
Right.
So I took the train back, and it was really an enjoyable trip, relaxing. You got some food. You're very conducive to working, very smooth. I would highly recommend it. But going to Toronto, if you have the time and it's not the winter with the terrible weather, it's not a bad idea to take your car. Again, if you have the patience, it's depending on how quick you drive, 5 to 6 hours, and you stop off at some of the rest spots for a bite to eat. And
unless you don't have work to do.
Well,
unless you do have work to do.
Right, you might want to sit down on the train.
That's right.
And
yes, of course. And I'm one of those people that I could drive with someone else, and I could read, and I could write while someone else is driving. The other people, that makes them car sick.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do that for me. But so that's my my commentary on that's right.
Yeah. Very fortunate.
So that's my commentary on getting there by car. But just getting back to our original topic of planes, perhaps the first point that we should discuss is business class. That's something, by the way, that I don't do. Rarely, usually if I'm upgraded, but depending on where you're working, it's an advantage that some companies have, and there's good reasons for it.
Right, particularly on long-haul flights. On long-haul flights, you will find a difference in leg room and the fact you may not have screaming kids around
that's
you.
True.
And and that's
hey, don't talk about my kid that way.
No, we weren't getting to the back of the plane. but on a short haul flight, or particularly like flights in the United States, the difference between the front cabin and the back cabin is in the front cabin you get honey roasted peanuts instead of salted. I mean,
right, whoopee. Take my extra $300, please.
I'd like to get whoopee in first class.
but on international flights, a lot of companies will have particular information in a corporate travel policy, which will say only for so many miles or you go business class. And I think that is one thing that corporate traveler has to realize, is that depending on the size of the company he's working for, there will be a corporate travel policy.
So the difference is leg room really is the only thing that's really
leg room,
make
a little
a
wider seat. And
well, there's a few differences. I think a lot of them are, they're not going to make or break your reason for booking a business class ticket. I mean, you're the first person to get onto the plane. Also, there's people who with little small children that will get on quickly. But if you're a business class, you go to the front of the line, you sit down in your very spacious seat, and while you're sitting, all these jealous people come walking by and give you a look. by which time the airline attendant has already come to your seat and offered you whatever drink that you desire. You've got your peanuts not in a little plastic bag, but in a very nicely shaped bowl, or whatever kind of nuts they happen to be serving at the moment. And there are very few of you in that section. You've got almost your own little first-class section where you don't have to line up to go to the washroom, you really do have that extra space. And the extra space is very important. And again, if you're going with a company that has a budget that can afford to put you into this business class, then it's worthwhile for both parties, because they want you to get to your destination and do the best job possible, to be in the best shape. And if you're going to get off a plane feeling relaxed and comfortable, particularly because the seats are so large and it's conducive to working, then you're going to do a better job.
Right, and a lot of times now in business class cabins, they will be equipped where you can have, plug in your laptop and not have to work off a battery with it. You can have a wider range of entertainment options. A company like British Airways has upgraded their facility, so when you arrive in London Heathrow, they have a lounge where you can take a shower and have a sit-down breakfast and everything before you head off. So
that's pretty.
No,
that's got a lot of value.
People can go for the money, yeah.
Right,
that is something, yeah.
Yeah,
and people are looking for that value.
I don't want to. Yeah. We want to get all we can in, and we've got lots of things to talk about. But some of the real differences between the business and the leisure and.
Well, I found that the business traveler, for example, is a lot more service oriented, and the leisure traveler is a much more price driven market.
Yeah,
definitely, yeah.
And that is, the leisure traveler heading towards the charters much more, willing to tie themselves in to non-refundable and non-changeable tickets.
Depends which business traveler you're talking about. If you're talking about someone who's working for a corporation with a very substantial budget, price is generally no object. But if you're talking for someone who's working for an organization that does not have a huge budget, and they are working on their own individual departmental budget, they have to balance their books at the end of the year. They, in fact, are going to be looking for the various deals that exist. They're going to look for the best ticket. They're going to take the ticket that is not changeable, that you have to take it for what it's worth. There is a difference between business travelers. Some are high-end, and some are, they're traveling at the lowest possible price.
Well, that's true, Mike. But for instance, for the association that you're working for, wouldn't you still say that you would still make a trade-off of price for services?
To a certain degree, although I will tell you that in my personal situation over the last decade, I do operate on a departmental budget, and it's my job over the year to balance my travel to make sure that I do not end up in a deficit. I'm proud to say that I've never ended up in a deficit, but that's because I go to my travel agent and I say to her, I need to go to Vancouver in a few weeks. Can you get me some quotes? And she'll come back to me with quotes for just a general flight in the middle of the week, because it's not a weekend. $2,000 for economy class sometimes to go to Vancouver. And I'll tell her, I'll say, look, I'm sorry, but I can't do it. Get back to me with whatever you can. And then what they do is they seek for deals through wholesalers.
Right.
And maybe you want to talk about that. Wholesalers.
Yeah, I was
and they'll come back to me with the same flight exactly for around $800, and it'll include renting a car in part of the package, but you save a fortune.
So why would they do that first?
What's that all about? Yeah.
Because the reason they won't do that first is because there are people who work for the big corporations who are not on a budget, whose secretary will call up and ask for a ticket. They'll say it's $2,000. They'll give the credit card. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And actually,
so
now,
what are the tips on how to get that? What do you say to get that right away?
Well, that's what we've been advertising. What I just did. You don't accept if you're doing it yourself and you know you're on a budget. Either you or your assistant or your secretary goes back to the travel agent and said, "Sorry, you please find me the best possible deal you can, because that cost is impossible. I can't meet."
And that's what we've been talking about with the advertisements for Zachary Travel USA on business fairs, where Montreal to Los Angeles is like $2,000 when you don't stay a Saturday night. And then with these special USA on business fairs, you don't have to stay the Saturday night. Reserve up to 3 days in advance. Stay just 2 days. Don't even need to take a car in some instances, and it's like $400 or $500.
Okay.
But again, they're not.
How is that done? I mean, tell us a bit more about this.
They're negotiated fares.
What's the secret?
They're negotiated fares offered through tour operators. They do not sell directly to the public, only through appointed agencies. Not every travel agency will have this agreement with that tour operator. And of course, especially now, and we'll talk about it shortly after when we come back from the break, with commission caps, some agencies were just selling the $2,000 tickets because they wanted a $200 commission. Actually now, with...
It doesn't matter.
They'll be making more money by selling a fare half the price to the tour operator.
So it's better for the traveler then.
Exactly.
It's better for the traveler. There's no incentive now for an agency to ever sell these tickets. And these tickets are fully changeable for $50, so it's not like a charter where you've lost all your money.
Right.
They're non-refundable, but you can change them. So
how do you find those tour operators also? How do you know which ones are connected?
Smart shopping. I mean, Mike was describing just what a smart shopper does. You compare quotes and
you compare
the
quotes,
price.
And if not, you ask, do they have something? If they don't, because the airline will not divulge that information. Even their sales office will not tell you which operators. Companies that are directly involved with the corporate market will tend to sometimes know.
But it also underscores the importance of finding a good travel agent who provides good service, like Stephen. Who, for instance, you find a guy who's giving you good service, who's able to get this kind of stuff done for you, and stick with the guy.
Right.
Stick
don't go like from A to B to C. Get somebody who knows your requisites, knows your profile, knows what you like, the carriers you like, the hotels you like.
That's why it's very interesting because we've had some quotes on some different things, and when you call someone else and it's $50 difference, you've got to say to yourself, you know, to save $50, is it worth changing from a travel agent that I've worked with for so many years? I'd rather pay the extra $50 and stay with someone
exactly.
I like for
exactly.
that kind of money, you know. We have to take a short break. We will be right back with more tips. Oh, this is great. Get your pen out. Hot tip sheet for if you're going to Florida. Stay listening.
Official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Listen for the Business Report weekdays on AM 600. Brought to you by DPM Financial Planning Group, Canada's mutual fund and RRSP professionals. Call DPM. The peace of mind is priceless. 630-7500.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Will I ever be the same when I know that woman is with my ring on?
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Janice Kirshner speaking to a whole whack of guys. Got guys everywhere in the studio. We should have had Snowbirds. Couldn't find the song?
No, not yet.
You don't have? You mean you don't have?
The library.
You don't have Anne-Marie in your...
in my ratings library.
In your
no.
collection.
We're speaking in a few minutes with Amanda Ober, and she'll be doing her Florida report, but Mike Cohen is here, and we're just talking about the differences between business and leisure travel.
That's right, and there's just a few more points that we could probably raise. I'll go through them quickly so we can get on to the Florida tips, and... The lounge, there's a lounge, of course, for business travelers. If you are at a certain level in your frequent flyer card, Prestige, or something of that sort for Air Canada, Canadian Plus, if your card's at a certain point level. But the lounge also, you have to pay for a membership. It's very nice. It's got some drinks and snacks and private areas where you can sit down and do some work and make some important phone calls. Newspapers are there as well. It's quite relaxing. What I was going to recommend, if you're taking a long plane trip, to make sure that you get up every now and then. It's stretched. Don't sit there if it's a 4 or 5 hour flight to Vancouver and then get up, because you may have a cramp in your leg. As far as jet lag is concerned, even for Vancouver, I would recommend that you change your
watch the moment the flight takes off so you can try to get used to the new timeline you're going to approach. Try and sleep a little bit if you are doing the overnight flight. Some people take the red eye back, and they do that, and if you don't sleep, you're going to be in trouble the next day.
Bring eye drops.
Bring eye drops. Yeah, that's a good idea. carry on luggage. If you're going to be working, try to organize all your material, bring it with you, and make sure it's at the top of your bag so that you don't have to keep scrambling, especially if you're not sitting in business class. Arriving at the airport, your options are to take a limo to your locale. They're not really that expensive, and it's usually a flat rate. You can also take a taxi. These cost a lot of money if you're going to be taking a lot of taxi rides, but if you really want to be bold, you can rent a car. Even in places like Toronto, automatically I'll rent a car because it's just far too expensive to take cabs. Accommodation, hotels, you could go near the airport. If, in fact, you're only going to be there for a short period of time and you'd like to get to the airport very quickly the next morning for an early morning flight. But if you want to be close to the action, you have meetings, I would stay certainly in the downtown area where there's a lot of room. The size of your room, this is, and I've been in the instance where I've been on a tight budget and I've had to take a small room and take a hotel on the recommendation of someone else. I've made a mistake recently in Vancouver where I accepted a recommendation to go to a
Burrard Motor Inn, right?
It wasn't actually the Burrard Motor Inn, but it was pretty close, and the actual room was probably smaller than this studio, and that really makes a statement. And it wasn't very conducive to working, but sometimes you have to make that decision. Sometimes you're on a budget, I was there for 3 days, and by the time I came home, it didn't really matter whether I was staying in the Ritz or I was staying there. I had achieved my objective.
Sure.
But it's always nice to be there in comfort. And one final note is meals. And certainly before you go, you could check with business associates for recommendations. They always have those travel booklets in your hotel. There are now internet sites for every city in the world, which will give you tips on restaurants and restaurant reviews.
The mother of all libraries. Isn't that amazing?
Those tourist books seem to just point you in the...
Well, no, but I think what you have to do is look at the restaurants and then go to the concierge or the front desk and ask them what
they have a bit of background information and you have a bit of knowledge from which to start off and not, have him recommend something just because it's his brother that owns the restaurant or something.
Well, it's another good reason to stick with a travel agent who's going to know you for a while so that they can know what's important to you, because they'll get all the maps, they've got all the stuff that's important to you and whatnot.
The key thing is to read articles and listen to shows like this.
Yeah.
because when I travel, I always write about the restaurants I went to that I liked. Mm-hmm. And I know that when I went to Hawaii a couple of years ago, I wrote about all the restaurants, and people who were going there would ask me which restaurants I'd recommend, and I simply made a photocopy of the articles I wrote and circled the ones that I went to that I liked, and many of these people went to the restaurants and came back and said, gee, thanks a lot, it was very helpful.
Never met anybody who asked them, so what restaurants do you like, and they hand me a form letter.
There you go, you never met me before.
You were all prepared.
A labor saver. This is a tip from our good friend Mike Cohen here.
That's it, exactly.
And a lot of people are heading down to Florida as well at this time.
Yes, the exciting part.
Yes, and every year in the Senior Times particularly, I do a tip sheet because there's a lot of senior citizens who go as snowbirds, and they'll leave in the middle of October or November, and they'll go there for as long as 6 months. And then there are those who go down during the Christmas period. And concerning the latter, the first question I have to ask you today on September the 27th is, did you buy your tickets? And Stephen, as a travel agent,
yes.
I think you could tell.
I could tell people that if you did not book maybe by last June at the latest, you will not.
No.
Everyone wants to go the 21st, 22nd of December, come back the 4th of January. If you can find space, it'll be over $1,200.
No. Even with you?
Oh, yes. The USAM Business Fair, they're blacked out. Northwest US Air do not want them at Christmas time.
Let me try Capital Air Express USA, right?
the on charter. And Willem put
a horrible experience.
And there are some charter companies that are flying, but again, the charters are $500-$600 at Christmas time.
Yeah, it's really, and I've been in the position where I've had no choice but to decide on my travel time to Florida at the last minute, September or October, and you really have to be lucky. Your travel agent has to put you on a waiting list. Sometimes you're going to go to Florida at the peak time. I remember a couple of years ago, we went to Florida. It was around December 25th. And the initial flight that we got, I think we had to take four different flights. We had to fly from Montreal to Boston or something, change flights to go from Boston to Cincinnati, change flights again, go to Cincinnati to Miami because we couldn't get into Fort Lauderdale, and then take a rented car to get home. it was something, but you really are at the mercy. And there are some people who can afford to make their booking in advance, and there's other people who just cannot. And it's funny because with the dollar declining and with the economy flat as it is, people are still going to Florida in droves during the Christmas period time. Nothing seems to stop it. Of course, I wonder if we ever have a 60-cent dollar, what kind of impact it's going to have.
The number of people that will be flooding down.
And another point, though, when people drove down Florida, it used to be a couple years ago that an out-of-town license plate, particularly Quebec license plate, was like a target. Come and do something bad to me. And rental cars were the same. If they figured out that you had a rental car... Now, I understand now that some of the car rental companies are not putting their stickers on.
Oh, yeah, most of them. As a matter of fact, in Florida, I rent with Alamo when I go. Alamo is my favorite rent-a-car company in Florida. Generally, wherever I go, but specifically in Florida, they're Fort Lauderdale-based, and I think they're very sensitive to the people there and to the tourists. They know what's going on, and they have taken out all their logos. They provide you with a complete tip list when you arrive, telling you exactly what you should and should not do. They even have a website. I think it's www.goalamo, and if you check on there
and
before you go.
And they have all the safety tips. I think that's one thing that will...
That's it.
That's the main thing.
Exactly. So you're right, and it is a target, or at least it was a couple of years ago on the height of the carjacking. But I haven't really heard too many incidents, fortunately, in the last few years about that. And that's good.
And we'll be talking a little bit more about Florida when we're joined on the line in just a minute by Amanda Ober from NBC Orlando.
Miss October herself. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back. Stay listening.
Tired of your long-distance company running you?
My long-distance company is making me crazy with all their rules.
Oh, yeah?
They tell me when and when not to call. I go bowling Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I miss getting a discount. Now what am I supposed to do?
Get the most savings plan from Sprint Canada.
Day I switched to Sprint Canada. It's just 15 cents a minute to call any day, anytime, to anywhere in Canada with no restrictions.
15 cents a minute with no rules, nothing.
That's right, buddy. No more watching the clock. No minimum spending. Nothing. I call when I feel like it.
Is that some kind of special offer?
It's all the time. No strings attached.
Call Sprint Canada today at 1-800-823-MOST. That's 1-800-823-6678.
So I could call to anywhere in Canada for just 15 cents a minute with no restrictions.
That's right, old chum. One great low rate with no restrictions.
No more rules. Uh-huh. Oh, sign me up. I feel a great game coming on.
Let's go, Freddy.
See you, Rickaroonie.
Call Sprint Canada today at 1-800-823-MOST. That's 1-800-823-6678.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sportsback, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Susan.
Listen, I was at the cosmetic counter at Jean Coutu, and I picked up a copy of their Passion for Beauty Guide.
I got mine in the Gazette. It has a lot of exclusive offers on the big name brands.
It has all the latest trends and beauty advice for fall, too. Everything from skincare to makeup to fragrances and hair.
I've been thinking of changing my hair color.
Well, what do you say we treat ourselves to a new look for fall?
You're on.
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream. With Zagary Travels, USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 636-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zygery, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. And people work for the weekend. We're working on the weekend, as is Amanda.
Yes, good afternoon, Amanda. Amanda Ober is the host of Discover Orlando on WESH, News Channel 2 in Orlando, Florida.
WESH.
Well, good afternoon. It's great to join you.
And did you get to the beach today? You mentioned you were going to go to the beach, so.
Well, believe it or not, Stephen, it is pouring rain down here. We've had heavy rain since yesterday, which is pretty unusual, I guess, this
We have
year.
Beautiful sunshine.
Oh, and we're supposed to be the sunshine state.
Yeah. And we're talking the last 10 minutes or so here on Travel World about different things going on in Florida. And you're doing
I bet
your...
that rain is twice the temperature as our air.
Yeah, probably.
It's about 82 degrees, so it's still pleasant.
It's pleasant. You've been discovering...
It's a little over 4 times the temperature.
Right, 4 times. But you've been discovering a lot in the Orlando area. You know, a lot of people think, you know, Orlando is just a Mickey Mouse sort of town, but, you know, you've been searching out the places to go in there. It's actually a downtown in Orlando.
It's kind of goofy, isn't it?
Well, Orlando does have a wonderful downtown, and I think people who don't live in this area often overlook what downtown Orlando has to offer because there are so many distractions with all of the theme parks, which is understandable. But downtown Orlando is just bustling. Now, I know a lot of folks may have heard of a place called Church Street Station. And Church Street Station used to be a city block of old, rundown hotels and office buildings, but they've now revived it into this incredible complex of upscale bars and restaurants and shops, and probably the bar everyone's heard of is Rosie O'Grady's. But I went down there 2 weekends ago and just had the time of my life. They have, I think, up to 20 different live shows a weekend. There's one admission fee that lets you into all the different bars and restaurants, and it's just a great place to go.
No, that's something, a lot of people who have been down to Orlando have visited the Church Street Station area, and a lot of snowbirds are heading down. Mike, I think, has a couple of information to pass along to them.
Amanda, it's a pleasure to hear you. Mike Cohen from the Suburban Newspaper in Montreal.
Hi.
And I probably have seen you in my visits to Orlando on News Channel 2, and if I haven't in the past, I'll certainly look for you in the future.
Great.
I was wondering, one of the articles I write is for the Senior Times newspaper with a lot of the senior citizens who head down to Florida. Right now, many snowbirds, and we're just talking about some tips. We have the basics that they should look for. Now, maybe you can give us some tips that people, particularly snowbirds from Montreal, should look out for. Specifically, one point I'd like to ask you is, a lot of snowbirds come down, and at Christmas, their grandchildren are there. They may be in Miami, they may be in Fort Lauderdale. And some of them do not realize that when the grandchild says, I'd like to go to Disneyland, that going at Christmas time is really bad. It's really tough, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. I've learned a lot about Disney since I moved down here, and one of the first things I was told is that Christmas week is the busiest week of the year at the theme parks. So if you don't mind waiting in lines, you know, it can be a terrific place to spend Christmas. A lot of families do, but you are really going to be dealing with some heavy, heavy crowds. And some of the lines for those rides, particularly in the Magic Kingdom, can be up to an hour long.
Well, that's one of the more disappointing aspects. I mean, when I went to California, Disneyland was one of the most disappointing things that I've been to. And I hear Disney World is not far off.
No, I think it's probably very similar.
Oh, yeah. So it's generally a bit of a waste of money. I mean, when we went down to Florida the last time, we were far better off going to a place like the Space Coast, or even we even drove up to Jacksonville from Orlando.
You mean because of the crowds and the lines and that kind of thing? It just puts a damper on everything.
Oh, just look, watch it on TV. That way you get a free... I mean, isn't Disney World one of the places where it's very easy to get separated from your money, and you really don't get a lot?
Well, it is very expensive. But you know what? I will defend Disney to some degree in that. I think it's something that everyone should experience once. And it can be a wonderful
once.
Time. Yeah, I don't know as though I would want to spend all my family vacation time there. Mm. But there is still so much else here in Central Florida. I've been overwhelmed by it. Thursday night, actually, I went over to the Kennedy Space Center and had the honor of watching the Space Shuttle Atlantis launch from the VIP seating area because I was with the press. And, boy, I'll tell you, what a great visitor center they have over there and what an educational opportunity for all ages.
That is something. We call it here affectionately Cape Kennemy.
And we'll be broadcasting live, actually, from the Kennedy Space Center on the last Saturday of October, the 25th of October, which is fast approaching. So that will be informing the listeners more about what there is to do in the Space Coast. Now, you're also mentioned when you did your New Hampshire story that you really love the outdoors. Have you been able to get out and do much outdoorsy type things in Central Florida yet?
I have, Stephen, and that's something else I wanted to mention. Florida has a lot of beautiful, undeveloped forest and swampland, believe it or not, and there are a lot of state parks in the Central Florida area that offer canoeing and fishing and boating and swimming, where you can really enjoy the beauty of nature. So I have visited several of the state parks in the area. I want to mention, too, that in downtown Orlando, in addition to Church Street Exchange, which is probably the most well-known tourist attraction, there's a wonderful park just north of the downtown area called Lock Haven Park. It's home to a theater complex and several museums, and the newest is the Orlando Science Center, and it's designed for kids. It's all hands-on. And right next door is the Orlando Museum of Art, so if some grandparents came down with their grandkids, dump the kids off at the Science Center, and then the adults can go over and enjoy the Orlando Museum of Art, and it's all in one beautiful park setting.
No, I mean, there's more to do than just the theme parks, and you can get a whole cultural experience from it.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite part about Orlando so far, Amanda?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know what? I would honestly say it's that there is so much happening here. There is always an event, a festival, a show, a sports game, something to do or see. This area is just bustling. It's growing. There are a lot of young, energetic people. So it's an exciting place to be.
Well, if you were to go out for a night on the town, what would be your place of choice, number one?
Well, I would either go down to the Church Street Exchange area. Right adjacent to Church Street Exchange is a street called Orange Street, which has a lot of fun bars, and it's a place where most of the locals socialize. But to be honest with you, my other favorite hangout is just north of Orlando, Winter Park. I don't know if you've ever visited Winter Park, but it's almost like a slice of New England here in Florida.
Ah.
There are some very trendy, upscale little restaurants and bars all centered around a pretty park that's actually called Central Park, and the street that runs alongside it is called Park Avenue. It's, of course, a takeoff on New York City. But those would be my two favorite places to go out at night.
Now, that's what we're looking for, a little bit of the extra scoop. I mean,
right, places that get people off the beaten path, and that's what we want you to keep doing on the last Saturday of every month here on Travel World. Well, I know our time is kind of short today, but Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 Orlando, thanks for joining us, and we invite our listeners to tune you in. You're on daily at 4 p.m., is that correct, down on Channel 2?
That's right. It's Discover Orlando every day from 4 to 4:30 on Channel 2 NBC.
Okay, well, we'll have our Montreal listeners turn the set on, so and watch you. Thanks for joining us again.
All right, thank you.
And
is there a great, Mike, do you have a really important tip that you want to pass on to the snowbirds, one that they really shouldn't miss at all?
Well, I would recommend that they just really be careful around the Christmas period, because everything is very, very crowded, and for snowbirds, particularly those who are senior citizens, try to do a good grocery order and stick by the house, because you're going to be standing in line at restaurants, and you're going to be stuffed like sardines into malls. So that would be the tip I would leave. And for those people who go down during that period of time, well, you're just going to have to fight the crowds.
And bring the suntan lotion.
That's it.
And we'll be joined next week. We'll be talking to Montreal author Todd Hoffman about Baltimore. He's down there writing a book on the making of Homicide, Life on the Street. So, but like a whole great time, our hour comes to a close here on Travel World.